Good morning. Time for a look at sports, and it's brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Surprise your sweetheart with flowers for the adult prom from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From bouquets of roses, matching boutonnieres and corsages, to beautiful fresh-cut flowers, Robin's Nest will help make the evening extra special. Call 383-1616 or stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Jackson Rutledge faced a unique challenge on Friday when the Nationals recalled him from AAA Rochester for a spot start. Not only was he facing the NL Central leading Brewers, but he was up against their ace, Freddie Peralta. Rutledge, Washington's number 15 prospect in the farm system, turned in a solid performance, paving the way for the Nationals in their 5-2 win over Milwaukee last night. The 25-year-old allowed 2 runs on 3 hits in 4 2/3 innings with 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. Other National League finals, Cincinnati over Miami 7-4. The Mets down Colorado 7-6. Washington picked up that win against the Brewers. The Cubs got a win against St. Louis 5-1. And Atlanta a 6-1 victory over San Diego. American League, it was Tampa Bay blanking Cleveland 2-0. KC got by Boston 6-1. The Yankees clipped Baltimore 4-1. Houston 6-3 over Texas. And the Angels edged Seattle 6-5. Oakland with a 6-2 win over Philly. They highlighted interleague matchup games, including the Dodgers over Detroit 4-3. Pittsburgh shutting down the White Sox 4-1. Arizona 5, Toronto 4, San Francisco a 7-1 win over Minnesota. Benches cleared in the bottom of the 9th inning in Baltimore after Oriole outfielder Heston Kerstead was hit in the helmet by a 97-mile-per-hour fastball from New York Yankees closer Clay Holmes. Holmes' pitch hit Kerstead around the ear flap. After a delay, Kerstead was able to get up but left the game. Things then escalated. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde walked towards the New York dugout and pointed, and catcher Austin Wells tried to restrain Hyde, but benches and bullpens emptied. There was some pushing and shoving before cooler heads prevailed. Brandon Hyde was ejected from the game. Pittsburgh's Paul Skenes will start the All-Star game for the National League on Tuesday, becoming just the 5th rookie pitcher given that honor. Arizona manager Torey Lovullo, who will lead the NL team, made that announcement last night on SiriusXM's MLB Network Radio. He says, quote, "It's such a well-deserved honor for him. A 21-year-old right-hander, Skenes was selected by Pittsburgh with the top pick in last year's amateur draft. He made his major league debut May 11th. He is 6-0 with a 1.90 ERA in 11 big league starts." Charlie Condon, a walk-on at Georgia who became National Player of the Year, and Travis Bazana, a former cricket player who left Australia for Oregon State, could be the top 2 picks in baseball's amateur draft. Cleveland has the top choice for the first time after winning the draft lottery in December, and Cincinnati will select second. Condon, a 6'6" third baseman and outfielder, led the NCAA with a .433 average and 37 homers. Bazana, a 21-year-old second baseman, hit .407, 28 home runs, and 66 runs knocked in. New Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs is approaching a record he really doesn't care much about. Dairyland Express reports that Jacobs has caught 197 NFL passes during his 5 years in the league, but he does not have a single touchdown reception. He's been effective, gaining 1,448 yards on those receptions, just no scores. Packer coach Matt LaFleur is known for using running backs in his passing game, so there is potential for that streak to end. Before he sets a new record, well, that part's not clear. Former Wisconsin Badger basketball standout Greg Steemsma is joining the UW coaching staff. Steemsma is the new director of player development that, according to an announcement this week, he's a native of Randolph, Wisconsin. The 6'11", 260-pound center played 95 games for the Badgers and another 203 in four NBA seasons. He also played international professional basketball. Steemsma will be expected to help with the development of the Badgers' big men. Bronny James has gotten a message from his father and his coach. His transition to the Los Angeles Lakers is going to take some time and a lot of work. And Friday only further proved what they've been saying. James, the number 55 overall pick in last month's draft, struggled from the field and scored just 8 points as the Lakers lost to the Houston Rockets 98-90 in the opening day of the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas on Friday. Denver first-round pick Daron Holmes II is expected to miss the entire season after tearing his right Achilles last night in the Denver Nuggets NBA Summer League opener. The Athletic and multiple other media outlets are reporting. Traded to Denver after being selected number 22 overall by Phoenix, the 6-foot, 10-inch Dayton center forward had 11 points and 7 rebounds in 26 minutes in the Nuggets' 88-78 loss to the LA Clippers. The Athletic was the first to report the injury. Holmes was the Atlantic 10 Conference's co-player of the year a season ago as a junior, where he averaged 20.4 points per game, and he added 8.5 rebounds as well. The NCAA Women's Selection Committee will release the seeding for the entire tournament field for the first time next season. The change means the full seed list for all 68 teams will be revealed on Selection Sunday, as it is with the men. NCAA Division I Basketball Committee Chair Dorita Dawkins says the change will provide additional transparency. The committee also announced that the first and second round games will continue to be hosted by the top 16 seeds on March 19th through the 24th. Birmingham, Alabama, Spokane, Washington will then host the 8-team regionals. The Pac-12's existing bowl game agreements will continue through the 2025 season despite the league's breakup. Among other things, it means Oregon State and Washington State, the two remaining Pac-12 schools after the conference collapsed in realignment a year ago, will retain their postseason opportunities. The league has worked with the ACC, Big 12, and Big 10 conferences on the agreements for the Holiday Bowl, Independence Bowl, Las Vegas Bowl, L.A. Bowl, Sun Bowl, the Alamo Bowl, and the ESPN Bowl Pool. A U.S. appeals court in Philadelphia has ruled that some college athletes may qualify as employees under federal wage and hour laws. The court says a test should be developed to differentiate students who play college sports for fun from those whose effort crosses the legal line into work that benefits the school. The NCAA had hoped to have the case dismissed. It now goes back to a trial judge for fact-finding. The ruling follows a Supreme Court case that led the NCAA to allow athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. Indianapolis will host championships for all three NCAA divisions and the NIT in 2026, and the governing body men's basketball committee has also approved next year's tournament. The Indiana Capitol and the NCAA home was previously chosen in 2018 to host the 2026 Men's Division I Final Four. Divisions II and III finals have been added for the Sunday before the top-level title game, with the NIT final site to be determined. The committee added the Torvik projected team rankings and WAB metrics for the 68-team field for next season and approved Keith Gill as vice chair for next season. Monty Kiffin, a longtime NFL and college assistant coach whose Tampa Bay defense is routinely ranked among the league's best, died on Thursday. He was 84. One of the architects of the ultra-successful Tampa 2 defensive scheme, Kiffin spent 13 seasons as defensive coordinator for the Bucs under former coaches Tony Dungy and John Gruden from 1996 through 2008, and he helped the franchise win its first of two Super Bowl titles. The University of Mississippi football program announced on social media's X that Kiffin died, surrounded by family and friends in Oxford, Mississippi, where Kiffin's son, Lane, is coach of the Rebels. Jalen Brunson quickly agreed to extend his stay with a New York Knicks team that has been on the rise since his arrival. Brunson signed a four-year deal extension with the Knicks on Friday that a person with knowledge of the details said was worth about $156.5 million. The Knicks did not reveal terms of the deal, which were confirmed to the Associated Press under the condition of anonymity. Brunson's extension kicks in the 2025-2026 season. He averaged 28.5 points a season ago, and he finished fifth in voting for the NBA MVP. Spain and England will meet in the European Championship final in Berlin on Sunday. Spain has the best soccer team in the tournament and is on the brink, potentially, of a new era of success because of a teenage wonder kid in Lamine Yamal, an outstanding midfield and a tweak in philosophy, making a typically possession-based team a little more direct. England has been a little more than a survivor at Euro 2024 and has limped to the end through big moments and resilience. Spain is seeking a record fourth Euros title. England is into a second straight European Championship final and has another chance to end its long wait for a first major men's title since 1966. That's a look at sports for your Saturday from WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.